small mention of drugs. You're always aware when the weightlifter comes to your clinic saying, I've got my tamoxifen with me, that there are pharmacological interventions that you can use for gynecomastia. If you go online for your anabolic steroids, as I do sometimes, what you find published is tamoxifen that you can get along with it. Tamoxifen and danazol, which is our two main alternatives, haven't been studied widely or carefully. They're small trials, they're small numbers. There is evidence that you do get regression of gynecomastia, but I think the long-term outcome of being on drugs like tamoxifen and danazol are far from clear. And with such an innocent condition, I think we've got to be very careful about liberally prescribing these drugs. And certainly over the years, the prescribing policy from us has gone way down with this. The patient perhaps that we would use this with would be people who have been cored, have got a florid, proliferative, tender, new gynecomastia that you could give somebody maybe some tamoxifen or danazol for maybe 3 months for to see if you can get resolution of that initial phase. But I think long-term use of those drugs are unproven and are difficult to kind of justify, if you like.